The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
So Regina Doherty here from Fine Gael, standing in the hot seat for The Hard Shoulder this afternoon. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask me about politics or my efforts today of probably making the aims of this show, please call us on 1800 453106. Text me on 53106 at a cost of 30 cents or email thehardshoulder@newstalk.com. We'll get to a slot earlier or later on in the programme where I'll be able to take your questions and hopefully answer anything that you have to ask of me. But moving on now in the show, Gardaí today have issued a warning about fake 2 euro coins after they seized coins to the value of almost 3,000 euros at the end of July last week. They say it's the first large seizure of counterfeit coins in the jurisdiction of Ireland. So how big an issue is counterfeit money in Ireland today? We have Colm Baker from a retailer from Back to the Future, and he joins me now in studio. Colm, you're very welcome. Thank you very much.
Regina, thanks a million for having me.
What do you make of the big seizure that the Gardaí have announced and the warnings today?
Well, the first thing I thought, and I'd been listening to murmurings of this in the UK for quite some time, because the uncopyable pound coin has been copied, and that's been a problem for the last year or so. But it was curious to me as to how much it would cost to mint these coins, because if you think of copying 20 euro notes, there's, you know, it can be ostensibly lucrative. In coins, how much does it cost? How much does it cost to ship these things? Then there's the risk factor of it being collared by law enforcement. So you're going to lose a certain amount. So how much can they be making, and how viable is it as a business move for these ne'er-do-wells? I had a quick scour around the dark web. It is possible to get these things. They seem to be minted predominantly in China, and they're brought in on ships, and they're done in lots of 5 and 10,000.
Sorry for interrupting you now. So I thought people were making them and using them. People are actually making counterfeit coins as a business and then selling them to others who then obviously...
And they're purchased on the dark web.
Wow.
And that's been happening for years in notes. My curiosity was to how viable that would be, because these are, obviously it's nefarious and it's totally illegal, but I mean, there's a business there for someone, and if there's money to be made, this is going to fall through the cracks and happen. Now, what it seems to be is that for about 20 cent you can buy these things. Of course, it's not viable long term. The reality is that counterfeiting is taken very seriously at the European Central Bank level. And in fact, counterfeit notes is at an all-time low. They reckon about 12 counterfeit notes per 1 million notes are circulated, which is actually the lowest ever in the history of recording this. So it is obviously a problem. They've seized, I think, coins to the value of £3,000, or 3,000 euro. So it's obviously not enormous of a problem.
But okay, you're a retailer. To my mind, and I'm surprised that you say it cost 20 cent to make a 2 euro coin, because I thought it would have been more.
I just thought
it would have been more. Who is making these coins? Who are they selling them to? And then from your perspective as a retailer, like when I come in with me 5 2-euro coins to buy something in your store, how do you spot the difference? Are you already trained? Is there...
Well, there's a certain level. Look, it depends on the business you're running. In our business, we repair computers. So the typical transactions are higher, you know, above 50, 100, 150 euros. So we've very much found through COVID, and I think a lot of retailers share this experience, digital currency has become prolific, and credit card, tap to pay, etc., paying through your phone, paying through Revolut, etc. That's come up to about 90% of our transactions now are through credit card and debit card and tap. So we're seeing a lot less notes for starters. Mm. So it is immediately less of a problem for most retailers. But a lot of retailers who've been at it a long time, or working in sales, working at a cash register for a long time, can almost instinctively tell. If you look at notes, you'll actually see the part that I use, and there's multiple methodologies of detecting counterfeits in notes. But if you look at the printed end of notes, there's a tactile element of the ink that allows people who are visually impaired to identify what note they're working with. That's in fact what I use and what we use in our business to identify the difference between a counterfeit and a real thing, because you can do it discreetly. And if you're adept at that, and if you're doing that on a daily basis,
people wouldn't even notice you're doing doing
it. You're going to spot it. It's very quick. You don't need markers. You don't need ultraviolet lights. You can get devices, markers that you wipe across the note. For us in our business, we prefer to be discreet about it and use the tactile
machine
element. But for a lot of businesses that might have hour by hour employees, it's easier just to have the ink and say, listen, use that for every note you get, or a little ultraviolet detector. Use that for every note. That's your process. That's your procedure.
And people don't get offended. I don't think I'd be offended if
it's people being careful. That's all it is.
So tell me, what's the most counterfeited note?
It goes in stages and phases. And what we found early on in lockdown, there was a sudden spate of 50 euro notes. They were pretty poor quality. And it was felt that they were printed locally in Ireland somewhere.
Okay.
And they're quite poor and they were easily identifiable. But I think what they were relying on, if you've just started a job and you're not used to carrying cash or handling cash, I should say, then maybe they were hoping that it would pass a glance from someone who's not used
to
that.
Brings me to the next question. Is it obvious when there's a spate of counterfeit introduced into the market? Like, do you know immediately that, over in Crumlin or Talla or Finglas, it's out there?
I have to say the guards have been really good at informing the general population of small businesses around Dublin. I've always found that as soon as it hits, we've got our own local WhatsApp and Facebook groups, and we'll always disseminate the information there. But the guards are almost preempting that. So as soon as they detect a couple of cases of that, they tend to have local Gardaí just literally hit the beat and walk around to the different businesses.
Tell all the retailers.
And tell everybody and keep everybody informed. So I have to say, they've done a great job on that, and they always do.
So tell me, if, as you have said, and it's obvious, particularly when we look at the recent actions of certain banks of closing down cash machines, that cash isn't as king as it used to be and people are using more online transaction on cards, that why is then there now an introduction into counterfeiting coins? Is there a market for coins that I don't know about?
Do you know what? I was absolutely stunned when this new news came our way. I mean, 2 euro coins, I really didn't think that you might say it's 20 cent to make those coins, say, in China or wherever.
Yeah.
But then you've got to distribute them. You've got to get them across the world. You've got to get them shipped. There's a large percentage chance of them being taken by law enforcement. So you've got to build that into your cost as well. I didn't think it'd be worth their while to do that. However, it does seem to have hit. As to whether it's going to be a problem moving forward, I can't see it. I think it's a flash in the pan. I don't think we're going to see this in a couple of years' time, because that amount of time spent and risk taken is better spent elsewhere.
Okay, all right. Just for information from the fraudsmart.ie website for people listening, counterfeit notes are very rare, but it's always a good idea to check your notes whenever exchanging them with someone else, just to ensure that they're genuine. The key advice is that there are many security features incorporated into banknotes that make them difficult to recreate, and many of those features can be checked manually using the three-step security check, feel, tilt test. The paper needs to feel crisp and firm, and the paper will have raised ink on the front of the note, as Colm had suggested there earlier on. You hold the note up to a light and you look for the watermark, and you can see through the areas of the note, including the architectural design, which is similar to the main design in the note, a number watermark underneath, and a barcode watermark in the centre. So there's just some guidelines to let us know how to make sure that
the holographic foil on the end of the notes is very expensive to fake. So you'll often find it's more grey and pallid and plain.
It'll be the real giveaway.
So that's a real typical quick giveaway.
Listen, it's Colm Baker from Back to the Future. Listen, thank you very much for your insights today.
Good job, by the way.
And continued success.
Missed your calling.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.